State Senator Fletcher Hartzell may face criminal charges if the State Board of Elections has its way. It found between $100,000 and $300,000 in political contributions were used to finance Hartzell's personal spending. Yesterday, the board unanimously referred the case to state and federal prosecutors. WFAE's Tom Bullock has more.
When it comes to how North Carolina politicians spend their campaign cash, there's a basic rule of thumb to follow.
But for my either holding office or running for office, would I have incurred this expense?
Josh Lawson is the spokesman for the State Board of Elections. For the last 2 years, investigators have been looking into Senator Hartzell's campaign finance records, and they found a pattern, says Lawson.
A infinitely elastic view of what permissible under state law would be.
Senator Hartzell laid out that view during some 18 hours of interviews with investigators where he defended his purchases. This includes using campaign funds to pay for dinners with his wife and child, which Hartzell defended because they were constituents. The board found that
was somewhat laughable.
Plus, haircuts, building up his library of National Geographic DVDs, paying his life insurance premiums and auto insurance, right down to renewing his driver's license.
He really tried to argue that, you know, but for being a state senator, he wouldn't have a driver's license.
Or apparently, shoes.
Over $600 in shoe repair, because he says he only has two pairs of shoes, and he wouldn't own those two pairs of shoes but for being a senator.
Hartzell even charged his campaign $3,000 to repair the heater in a commercial property he owns and rents out to a daycare in Concord. He told officials that was because
if the property fell into disrepair, he would be dinged for that as a representative. So he decided to spare his reputation. He would finance through his campaign repairs to that property.
As amusing as these examples are, the board found much more significant issues, says Lawson.
Senator Hartzell would shift personal debt into his campaign by filtering everything through anywhere between 10 or 25 different personal credit cards,
which investigators allege allowed Hartzell to hide personal spending by submitting just a final bill without the required line-by-line breakdown of where that money was really going. The board found at least $25,000 of banned personal spending and questions more than $100,000 on top of that. The State Board of Election has sent their full report, nearly 800 pages, to the district's attorney's office in Cabarrus and Wake counties to see if criminal charges should be brought against Senator Hartzell, and the feds may get involved as well. The report found tens of thousands of dollars in questionable deductions with the IRS and shows Hartzell's campaign paid the senator $345,000 over a 12-year span. It's not clear if that money was reported as income. Calls for comment to Senator Hartzell went unanswered. Hartzell has served in the North Carolina Senate for 24 years. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.